Howdy, friends. Today is a very special segment for me because I get to answer your questions about cooking. Thank you to everyone who sent in their questions. And for those of you who are thinking about it, maybe you'll see how painless it is and you'll send one yourself. We promise to mention your name on the air. First question comes from Tom in Snohomish. I know there's a difference between braising meat and roasting meat, but I don't know what it is. Can you enlighten me? Great question, Tom. I get this one a lot. Here's a good way to tell them apart. Braising is a method of cooking which involves liquid, and roasting does not. So, when you braise, either meat or veggies, it works for both. You first brown the food, then you cook it in a small amount of liquid, stock, wine, or a combination of the two. You'll cook it tightly covered and over low heat for a long period of time. This tenderizes the food and breaks down its fibers. Most of the things we cook in a slow cooker are braised. And the reason you have it tightly covered is because you want to make sure none of that liquid evaporates. Braising is excellent for tough cuts of meat. Now, roasting is something different. When you roast, you want to make sure that the air can circulate freely all around your food. There's also no liquid involved here. You're going for a lovely brown crust on your food when you roast it. Your temperature is typically higher, even more than baking, and you'll want to put your food in a shallow pan and keep it uncovered. The important thing here is to make sure when roasting food, it's not stewing in its own juice. Next up is from Debbie in Monroe. Hi, Joan. I always hear about letting meat rest when you take it out of the oven. Why is it recommended? Hey, Debbie. Thanks for your question. Another meat question. This actually goes hand in hand with the question above, so this is great. Because after roasting, you need to let meat rest for about 10 minutes before slicing it. You see, when we pull a roast out of the oven, it's still cooking. That's why if you're ultimately going for a meat temperature of 165 degrees, you'll want to pull your roast out when it registers 155 to slow the cooking process. When we let meat rest, the juices redistribute through the meat and we get a moist roast all around. If you cut into it right away, all those great juices would end up on your cutting board and not in your meat on the plate. So, pull your roast out of the oven at about 10 degrees from temp, cover it lightly with foil, and let it rest on the cutting board for 10 minutes. It'll still be plenty warm and you'll have a marvelously juicy slice on your plate. And last but not least, we have Brenda in Everett. Hey, Joan, I was watching a cooking show recently and they mentioned clarified butter. What is it and why is it used? Thanks, Brenda. This is also a great question. Clarified butter is butter that has been slowly melted, which evaporates most of the water and allows the milk solids to separate and be removed. To use it, you just skim off any foam from the top, pour it slowly to keep the milk solids in place on the bottom, and you have a wonderful bit of clarified butter. This is also called drawn butter. The reason why this is used is because clarified butter has a higher smoke point than regular butter, and that simply means you can heat it to a higher temperature before it burns. It also keeps longer. And if you like Indian food, you may be familiar with the term ghee. Ghee is also a form of clarified butter. It's a great thing to have in your kitchen if you do a lot of sautéing or if you like to coat your veggies with a little bit of butter. Well, I hope these have helped. Be sure to keep your questions coming. It's a great way for us to know you're listening and that this segment is helpful to you. So come on, don't be shy. I'm Joan Autry with Tutti a Tavola Cooking School. Tutti a Tavola, all to the table, where you can get your PhD in delicious.